Well, some rumblings around universities and how the repayments to the HECS debt, all rumblings around what may happen in the budget coming up next week. Now, basically what all of that means is that the HECS debt, which you've got some kids that you've punted off to uni, you'll know that's the loan that they get from the government so they can do their degrees and get the job they want, fingers crossed, hopefully, and move on. At the moment, they're not having to pay that debt back until they reach an amount of $55,874, very precise amount. Thoughts being that it may be cut a little bit, and to talk to us about that, how that will impact future students, is from the National Tertiary Education Union, Associate Professor Tom Griffiths. Good morning, Tom. What are they looking to drop it down to, and how is that going to impact students moving forward?
Yeah, right. The plan is to drop it from 55,000, as you said, or 800 and whatever it was, to down to as low as 42,000. So it's a significant drop.
It is a massive drop, isn't it? Obviously to save some money in the budget and get those repayments in earlier, but that will make a huge difference once you get the degree and get out into the workforce, won't it?
It will. And one of the fundamental things here is that the reason it was set relatively high, and I say relative meaning relative to sort of average wages, was to take account of the, when HECS first started, take account of the fact that students get a benefit from a university degree in terms of a better job, higher wages. So, you know, when you start to receive those higher wages, you can start paying it back. But when you start dropping it down to $42,000, you know, that sort of cuts out that argument. In fact, you're going to start paying it back when you're on a relatively sort of low wage, yeah, which is a real problem.
Yeah. Do you think this may discourage people from taking up a degree, or do you think they'll just want to do what they want to do anyway and they'll end up, you know, having to pay it back early, which is not a good thing, I guess?
Yeah, look, I think it's a real danger. And in fact, what we're sort of seeing here is when we add in the cuts to funding that the Commonwealth Government are proposing and will be legislating, what we're seeing is students will be paying more, and in fact paying more for less, because those cuts have a real danger of, you know, resulting in cuts to courses, cuts to larger classes, less contact time with staff, all the usual things that can happen when you start cutting costs.
It is a bit of a double whammy by the sound of things, because the unis will get cut, their funding will get cut, so to provide a course, because the universities want students to come in, they'll still want to provide the best that they can. It'll just cost a little bit more, so you'll be paying more potentially. You'll just have to pay it back when you're earning less.
You'll be paying more, yeah, and you'll have to pay it back sooner. And in fact, it lifts then the total contribution that students make from about 42% of the cost to 46%. So we're getting up pretty close to half of the cost. Students are now paying back, and they'll be paying it back sooner.
Tom, yeah. I'm going to throw devil's advocate for you, just throwing the other side of the coin, because there will be somebody listening that says, hang on a minute, you took the helping hand from the government, you got the bit of paper. Now you're earning a job in the field you want. Isn't it time to start paying that back?
Well, there's a couple of ways I can respond to that. I mean, one major argument is that we all benefit from having more people with higher levels of education and higher qualifications. There's a social benefit that's hard to measure in dollar terms, but there's a real benefit, you know, and that's one of the returns of all of our education systems, including university education. So the whole community benefits, and the whole economy actually does benefit from having higher qualified people. So there is an economic return just from those people going out and working in their professions and in their careers. And further, when they, you know, if we accept that they're going to get a return individually by having a better paying job, then they'll be paying higher taxes throughout the rest of their lives, throughout their entire career, in part by virtue of having studied at this level. So students are going to be paying it back in multiple ways, and they're making a contribution to the wider community and society. And I think that's the thing that often gets missed in these debates. It's a crucial thing about what universities do.
Tom, you're not kind of, in a way, suggesting that governments are only looking at the short term and not looking at the long term gain. That wouldn't happen.
Oh, if only.
I don't think I could have ever been able to successfully accuse a government of that, but I'll tell you what, though, we'll have to wait and wonder on how this is going to play out. They're estimating 200,000 graduates will be drawn into this if it takes place, so we'll see how we go, Tom. Thanks for your time with us this morning.
My pleasure. Anytime.
It is Associate Professor Tom Griffiths talking with us about those proposed changes. Yeah, no longer paying back your HECS debt at 55K and a bit, down to 42. 2NURFM 103.7.